Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
This is a 1% podcast with me, Cooper Chapman. Less than 1% of your day, once a week. A place to spark curiosity around topics you think you already know. And also bring light to the good humans involved in the 1% Good Club. Well-being accountability groups dedicating 1% of their day to their mental health.
What's going on, you good humans? Welcome to the 1% podcast, my little catch-up every week to share a bit about my life and also bring some light to the incredible humans in the 1% Good Club over on Instagram, giving 1% of their day to their mental health. Just 14 minutes, 10 minutes of meditation, 4 minutes of gratitude. It's as simple as that. If you want to join, it's completely free and it always will be. Just head over to the Good Human Factory on Instagram, send us a DM saying, I want to join the club, and we'll add you in. Also, if you want to learn more about my mental health workshops, it's been really cool. The last couple of months, I've been traveling all around the country to all different states, New South Wales, Victoria, Queensland, and sharing my well-being workshops at different corporate groups and at different high schools and sporting clubs. So if you are interested in learning a bit more about encouraging your community to take better care of their mental health, these aren't workshops for people in crisis. These aren't workshops for people with mental illness. These are workshops for people with mental health. So they're for every single person. Our whole goal with these workshops is to make people go from surviving to thriving with some really simple science-backed techniques integrated with some storytelling and some really fun little activities that we do throughout the workshops. Yeah, the response has been amazing. The feedback's just been incredible. And all the data and statistics we've had back now just show that these workshops are really going to make an impact. So if you want to learn more about them, head into the show notes or just go to thegoodhumanfactory.com. Hit the workshops tab, hit request info pack, and we'll get all of the info sent out to you and we'll get into your school, sporting club, or corporate to do, yeah, a well-being workshop that's going to make a big impact. Also, if you head over to the website, thegoodhumanfactory.com, you can use the code podcast and you get a big 25% off everything over there for the merch. And yeah, we have some really exciting new stuff coming. I'm about to drop a whole new range on pre-sale, so make sure you're subscribing to the website to get the first updates and access to that. Also, of course, a huge thank you to Drinkarepa, the brain drink. If you care about your brain, if you care about neuroscience and always looking for things to take better care of yourself as a human, then I challenge you. Go to drinkarepa.com. That's drinkarepa.com. Spend 5 minutes. Have a look at the scientific studies that they've done on their product to show that it's going to make your brain perform better in the short term. Grab one of their performance drinks, or also taking their capsules and their powder are going to make your brain have good long-term brain health as well. So head over to their website, drinkarepa.com, have a look at the science, use the code GOODHUMAN for a massive 25% off everything. It's a super premium product, so that 25% off is incredible. And it's just a good way to take better care of your brain, have a delicious black currant juice drink. And yeah, it's something that I use every day. Highly encourage you to go check it out. If you go to Coles or Woolies and you just want to grab one, that's a good spot to try it out for the first time too. Look in the cold area in the single drinks and you can pick one up there too. Okay, this week in the 1% Club, pretty special. Just hit 1,000 days straight of gratitude last week and the groups are just continuing to grow. So I love everyone involved and very excited to read out a few of the gratitudes this week. And the Sunday bonus question that I asked this week was, what is one habit you want to make and what is one habit you want to break? And I had some great responses to this. So first we are from group number 4, Tiff Udana. Happy Sunday, everyone. Grateful for morning coffee and EFT session this morning before my sunrise walk. Number 2, seeing one of my besties tonight for dinner in Manly and a good chat. And number 3, sitting in the sun on my lunch break at work today. Amazing how good even just a few minutes of vitamin D makes you feel. And habit I want to make is getting back into regular yoga. I haven't been in over a month. And habit I want to break is being on my phone past 7 p.m. at night. I've been catching myself scrolling recently when I could be doing many other things, more productive or valuable things with my time. So as of tomorrow, my phone needs to be out of sight by 7 p.m. Oh, Tiff, thanks for the reminder about yoga. I reckon I haven't been in 3 months and I love yoga too. So that's a habit I want to get back. And also, vitamin D, love that, making sure you get in the sun every day. And then the habit you want to break, I'm so on board with that. So Most people who listen to this podcast would know that I have a little full potential list that I try and tick off every week. I try and hit 14 daily habits. And one of those habits is no phone after 7 p.m. and no phone before 6 a.m. And I reckon I'm like 4 out of the 7 days of the week, I get a tick for that habit. Sometimes I get it, I miss it because I have something on at night and then I go on my phone later. But pretty often I beat it, and far out, it makes such a difference. Getting off your phone, no blue light in your eyes, and just no distractions and things pulling your attention and dopamine spikes from getting notifications is such a beautiful thing to do. So good on you, Tiff. I'm sure everyone can learn from that habit you want to break. Next we have from group number 5, Kayla Miali. Over the weekend, I'm grateful for going out with friends, spending time with my family over the last 2 days, celebrating my cousin's wedding, and getting to have a relaxing morning this morning. And a habit that I want to make is having a consistent night routine, especially so I can get more consistent with waking up early. And a habit I definitely want to break is time spent on my phone and spend more time outside instead. Hope everyone has a great weekend. Oh, Kayla, how good's that? You and Tiff the same. You need to listen to the last little gratitude of Tiff getting outside to get that vitamin D and being outside more. And just like you, she wants to be off her phone as well. So I love that. We've got a few crossover habits that we want to break. And I agree. Nighttime routine is so important. If you're getting to bed at different times every night, it's really hard to stay consistent with your circadian rhythm, which then makes it really hard for your energy systems and your body to just be active and productive throughout the day. So same bedtime at night, trying to get up at a similar time in the morning has been a big help for me. And yeah, I agree that it's a really important habit to have. Next we have from group number 6, Bethany Agar. Today I'm grateful for a restful weekend around home. Number 2, walks on the beach with just the doggos. And number 3, phone calls from mum just to check in. And one habit I want to break and one I want to make. I'd like to eat a wider variety of real foods, fruit, vegetables, and proteins to help improve my diet further. And one habit I'd like to break is my habit of self-sabotaging my mental health by always thinking worst-case scenario without any evidence behind the fact. I'm a chronic doctor Googler and really need to stop it. Oh, Beth, I love that. What a great little few gratitudes, spending time on the weekend, phone calls from mum just to check in, so special. And then I love your habit that you want to make. The habit you want to make, eating more real foods, having a variety of different nutrient-dense foods, hopefully organic if you can from the farmer's market. So, so cool. I get stuck in a trap so often of just eating the same food over and over and over again because it's a habit and I know it's good for me and I know it works. But yeah, building out that variety is really good. And then also the habit of self-sabotaging, once again, one of the most common things that got sent in by people is that inner critic we all have, that inner voice of trying to make ourselves feel bad. And I think just the awareness of that is really important. But then also just, how do we start switching that? For me, a big thing has been meditation, witnessing those thoughts from time to time and just detaching from them and knowing when they come up, oh, I don't have to buy into this. I don't have to fully immerse myself in this thought and believe it and go deeper into it because, they're just thoughts. We can let them go just as easy as they come in, although it can be very tough sometimes. So thanks for sending that one through, Beth. Last we have from group number 1, Will Chadwick. Weekend gratitudes, saying goodbye to my parents at the airport before they flew back to WA. Number 2, hanging out with the footy boys all day for breakfast and then drinks as our game was cancelled due to bad weather. And number 3, fitting a gym session today after a light morning hangover. And habit I would like to make is calling a family member every day or a few times a week. And a weird one to think about, but a habit I would like to break is telling white lies. Although it is all harmless, I do it out of habit to avoid hurting others' feelings where I should just be upfront and be honest. Oh, Will, great things that you want to, habits you want to make and habits you want to break. I'm the same with the family member thing and trying to call someone close to you frequently. Oh, our time just gets away from us. I feel slack. I feel like I've spoken to my parents less than I ever have over the last 6 to 12 months. Just because, it's the worst excuse ever. My life's gotten busier and I've got so much on, but it's a habit that we should all get into if we are lucky enough to have parents still around or brothers or sisters or cousins or just grandparents or family members who, really care about us, checking in, seeing how they're going, friends from out of town, just checking in a bit more often. That's a habit that I'm going to try and pick up a little bit more. So thanks for sending that one through, Will. And then also the one about telling white lies. I think that's a really interesting observation and self-reflection to be a bit more aware of that and go, you know what? Sometimes a white lie can actually hold back the person we're telling it to from improvement. If we tell them a white lie to protect their feelings, maybe it's going to stunt them from improving with a little bit of harsh truth sometimes that needs to be told. So good on you for bringing that up, Will. I'm sure there's going to be plenty listening to this episode who are like, you know what, I do that pretty often too. Okay, habits that I want to make and habits that I want to break. A habit that I really want to make is learning how to time block. I feel like I have so many different things that I'm always trying to do, and I write like a little list each morning when I get into my work of the things that I want to tick off, but I just get so distracted. I go on my phone and then I'll start editing a podcast and then I'll do an email and then I'll end up on Shopify working on something for my website and then I'll be talking to someone for a meeting, and I just feel like I'm so erratic. Whereas if I actually built a bit better of a system where I'm like, okay, between this time and this time, I'm doing this task. This time and this time, I'm doing that task. Because, yeah, I know all the science behind multitasking, how it really doesn't work. And it's something that I really want to get better at. So for me, a habit I want to make is time blocking and being a little bit more organized. And another habit I want to make, and far out, this is important, and I've been putting this off basically my whole life, is learning how to budget my money. Actually being smart and going, okay, a percentage of my money goes here for my rent and my living expenses, a percentage goes here for saving, and a percentage goes here for whatever else I need. I've kind of just lived ever since I was a kid, to be honest, with just the mindset of, oh, money comes in, I buy what I need, and I'm surviving. Whereas now I'm starting to run into some cash flow issues and really never saving any money, which kind of sucks. I'm about to turn 30. I don't have any savings set aside to buy a house or anything. I know I've invested everything I've done in my business, but I think with a bit more of a habit around budgeting and saving and putting money aside, then I can start to build a bit more wealth so I can have some opportunities and options to build financial freedom into my life. And a habit that I want to break. What's a habit that I want to break? I think the biggest habit that I want to break is saying yes to everything. I'm such a people pleaser and I always try my best to try and help people out. But by saying yes to all these opportunities that come my way and interviews and different things, it makes me miss out on really dedicating my time to the growth of my business, to the growth of myself. And I think I just need to be a little bit more on top of that. So the habit that I really want to break is becoming more on top of saying no to things. So yeah, that's my last one. Okay, this Friday we have a pretty epic episode, one that I've been very excited for, and that is with Lauren Nash, who is a performance dietitian and nutritionist. She is an incredible human. She's recently just run an Ironman, competed in a full Ironman, which is about a 12 to 14 hour race over in New Zealand, a big swim into a bike ride into a run. She has got the deepest wealth of knowledge when it comes to nutrition that I've spoken to anyone about. And yeah, we gave away a lot of really simple and easily digestible little things that people can integrate, whether they're an athlete or not, on how to just take better care of their health and better care of their nutrition. So listen to this excerpt and I'll be back in a sec.
Condition called low energy availability, and a lot of endurance athletes are at risk because you've got really high training loads. You might not know how to properly refuel. So if you're consistently obviously feeling really tired, maybe you've got recurring injuries or sickness, and or it's taking you a long time to recover from those things. If you're disinterested in your training, you're plateauing, you're not necessarily progressing, you've got decreased sex drive, or for women, you've noticed changes to your menstrual cycle. All of those things are a really big red flag that your body's saying, hey, you're not giving me enough energy for how much training you're asking me to do. And obviously these can all be symptoms of other things, but if you notice them persistently happening, it's a really good sign that you need to probably check in with how much you're eating, because low energy availability can obviously impact your training, yes, but it can also impact your everyday health as well. And specifically for females, in terms of the whole menstrual cycle thing, is very common for endurance female athletes to lose their period or to miss a period, but it's not normal at all. So in women, it's quite obvious, whereas for men, it's looking out for things like decreased sex drive, because overtraining can impact our hormones as well.
Okay, that was Lauren Nash. You guys do not want to miss that episode. I'm so pumped on that one for 100 days to 100Ks. Nutrition for endurance sport is like one of the most important things, if not the most important thing. So I learn a lot. I know you guys will too. If it is your first time tuning in today, which I'm sure there's probably not too many of you. I know a lot of you come back every single episode. But if it is your first time and you haven't, or if you just haven't already, go and hit that like or subscribe button on whichever platform you're listening to. You can do it on both Apple and Spotify. You can also hit the 5-star rating. Spotify, we're getting close up to 1,000. I think about 720. If you listen on Spotify and you haven't already, go hit that 5-star. It takes you like less than 5 seconds and really helps us move up the ratings. Leave us a little review, interact with the episodes if you find something that you find interesting and would like to share it with me. And yeah, if you enjoy what you're hearing, post on your Instagram story, take a screenshot, tag me on Instagram, tag Good Humans Pod, tag the Good Human Factory. And yeah, would love to know what you guys are thinking of the episode. Always replying to DMs, so reach out if you've got any questions, guest recommendations, or just want to give me a little bit of positivity about what the podcast has brought to you. So thanks for tuning in. I'll see you all on Wednesday, Friday.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.